Chapter 2. Flushed with temper, Gawain stormed away from the Church of the Holy Well. He rounded the edge of a green and gold pavilion and slipped into the stream of foot traffic passing by. Or rather, he tried to. Business had picked up in the theme park, and crowds filled the pathways, slowing progress to a crawl. Bright tents and fluttering pennons conjured a vision of the past, but it was an image distorted by a fractured mirror. Medieval land was nothing like the world Gawain remembered. He cursed, shouldering his way through a knot of tourists. He was a knight of the Round Table, and friend and relation to the great Arthur of Camelot. He'd sacrificed everything when he'd agreed to this mission. His family, friends, rank and authority. But it had been the right thing to do. The men and women of this present day were innocents who had never seen actual monsters. If he did his job properly, they would stay that way. However, to use a modern phrase, sometimes his job sucked. Today, it sucked more than usual because his entire quest was in ashes. The tombs were gone, and they were key to stopping Camelot's enemies. Gawain had heard whispers of witches and fae plotting in the shadows. The doomsday that Arthur had foreseen, and that had inspired the entire plan to put the Round Table into the stone sleep, was almost upon them. Worse, the information he needed to find the tombs was in the hands of a very pretty witch who inspired thoughts of bedchamber revelry. Tamsin Green, a witch's name if ever there was one, was a fair beauty, long-legged and slender, with a silver-blonde braid that fell to her waist. Most would call her beautiful, exquisitely so. But that description missed the best part of her. The young woman's big brown eyes had been cautious and bold by turns, as challenging as a clever swordsman testing his guard. Everything about her had stirred his blood until he'd felt her power and seen the mark on her wrist. It meant she was a sworn member of a group of witches, bound to them by blood and magic. The situation could not get more complicated. He half believed her claims of ignorance, although it could not be a coincidence that he'd found a witch on duty at the spot where the huge stone tombs had mysteriously vanished. No, lovely as Tamsin was, and lonely as he was,